It's 8:41, and it's a very, very good morning to winner of Britain's Got the Pop Factor, Miss Geraldine McQueen. Morning, Geraldine.
Good morning, everybody. Hello, Britain. Hello.
How are you, this lovely cold?
I'm fine. I'm phoning you from a payphone downstairs.
Oh. No.
I can't go anywhere today. I was going to go to Lapland with a lot of people today, but I can't go. Standstill puts my day today.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Geraldine. But what a life you've had since winning the competition.
I've not been able to catch my breath, which is a worry because I'm asthmatic.
Right.
unbelievable.
But I saw you on the Take That show last night doing a quiz.
Oh yeah, I've done Take That. Well, I've done three of them anyway. Well, Jason was having none of it.
Right.
Don't take that. They were fantastic boys.
It was a good show. You did very well.
It was great. I've been in the jungle for 2 weeks on reserve.
Really?
I've been on reserve myself and Flash and Colonel Gaddafi.
Well, I never knew that.
Yes, I've been on standby. And we drew straws, but we let David and Timmy go in because they were getting on our feckin' nerves.
Okay, I can
understand
that.
They went in, yes.
Now, listen, if someone would have said to you 12 months ago that, you know, your life is so different, though, isn't it, now?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
12 months ago, I was in hospital in Bangkok.
Right, well, yeah.
Well, and I was under the lovely care of Dr. Fung Mee Wow.
Right.
Lovely hands.
And now you've got everything you've ever wanted, and I would imagine, and more.
And more. I've got a 34-storey, one-bedroom apartment.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And I've just bought myself a fair sink.
A what?
A sink. That's made out of fair.
A fair sink.
Okay. I've also got my new range of tankinis coming out next summer.
Wow.
Tankinis, they're the new rage. Sherman Tankinis and Geraldine. I'm supposed to be the new face of Evans as well.
Oh, that's what a lovely thing.
And there are whispers of the Eurovision. I may be entering that. Following in the footsteps of Scooch, big shoes to fill there.
Well, I think you'd do well at Eurovision.
I think it'd be fantastic.
Yeah. Do you know
that'd
what?
Be brilliant.
Do you know what? It's only a matter of time before there's a Bond theme happening.
Oh, Quantum of Solace with Geraldine. Quantum of Solace 2.
That was
fantastic, wouldn't it?
That would be very good.
Quantum of Solace 2 with Geraldine. That'd be brilliant. What's the new Bond? What's the new Bond film called? They've only got the new one out just now.
Well, no, but give it another couple of years. You know,
well, who knows? Like I said to you last time I was on, if I can follow in the footsteps of Alex Parks or David Snedden, I'd be very happy.
Well, this is it.
Now, Diana Vickers, or DFS.
What?
DFS from the X Factor.
JLS.
DFS.
JLS.
I've got a sale starting on Monday. DFS.
No. Now, Geraldine, can I ask you, if you don't mind me being personal, are you single at the moment?
Well, that'd be tell you, Sam.
Right, okay. Now, are you looking for love this Christmas?
It'd be nice to meet somebody, you know, who knows.
Yeah.
But a lot of people I like are involved, or... I don't want to get involved with anyone who's married.
No, you don't.
It'd be nice to meet somebody. You know,
nice to meet someone single.
I think he's very nice. That Equion,
Eoghan,
the boy from the Shire,
right?
In the X Factor, he's nice. And we sound very similar. If you shut your eyes, he sounds just like me. It's very much like, can't believe I'm here. It's an unbelievable dream to be here.
Mm.
He's single, I think.
Is he
not seeing Diana Vickers?
Well, there is a rumour he's seen Diana.
Is he?
Yeah, that's a rumour.
Ooh, maybe that's why he was hugging her so much on Saturday.
That's what people are saying. Maybe it's a little bit too huggy-huggy.
I mean, she's not actually leaving. She's leaving the show. She's not leaving the world.
No.
She's just leaving the show.
Why not?
Why to hug her like that and ruin the song at the end?
Now, Geraldine, we're going to play the record, Once Upon a Christmas Story.
Once Upon a Christmas Song. Once Upon a Christmas Song.
Oh, I can't believe somebody's written it wrong. I do apologise.
And it's all right. And it was written by a very good friend of mine called Mr. Gary Barlow.
Oh.
Yes.
Very
nice. So it's a lovely, lovely, catchy song. And it's coming out, and it's on a single. It's actually, the CD single is all my greatest hits on one CD single.
Right.
It's got the winner's song on,
yeah.
And it's got Free Nelson Mandela, Ella, hey, under my umbrella.
Yeah. This is the best bit.
It's all for charity, and there's no finer charity at Christmas than the NSPCC.
Oh, that's lovely. So Thank you, Geraldine. That's a very nice thing for you to do at Christmas time. And so the it's out on the 15th of December, next Monday.
The same day as the X Factor single.
Oh, I don't know what a coincidence.
What a coincidence.
But you know what? I'm sure everyone will be buying yours, Geraldine.
Well, who knows? Mine's for charity for the NSPCC.
That's right. Well, that's not
good on you.
So out on the 15th of December, Once Upon a Christmas Song. Now, the thing is, Geraldine, I know that you're establishing yourself as a new artist. Many people at Christmas, they do a really nice Christmas song, but they make an awful cheesy video to go with it. But I believe you've done something different in your video.
Oh, I've got a fantastic video. It's going round up and down Britain on a float. You know, they get in the carnival, one of those May Queen procession floats, and all the people are waving away, and it's spreading, bringing the Xmas factor back to Britain.
That's right. That's
bringing
right.
Xmas factor. The Xmas factor. Right. That's what I'm bringing back to Britain. The Xmas factor.
We got it, Geraldine. That's all right. Don't get too
upset. That's what I'm doing. It's a lovely video. I think it's on Friday night in Channel 4 as a video exclusive. Who knows?
Just have to go
to Ramsay.
Yeah, Cook Along Live. Just after that.
After Cook Along Live.
Right, yes. Cook Along Live, Geraldine.
Oh, it's a Cook Along.
Yeah,
Cook Along.
No, Cook Along. And then the 14th of December, they're going to show the Pop Factor again.
They are.
And then
showing me winning, but you can't vote this time.
No.
You can't vote, no. Don't vote unless you're mentally challenged.
It's a repeat, you can't vote. And then on the 19th of December, there's your story.
Yes, it's my little story talking about what I've done and how it affected me. The collapse at the end of the show, what happened after that. And also, we're going to have my story up there. And also, people have been voting for the top 13 performances from the series.
Right.
So we're having that, the top 13.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. You know I'm a big fan.
You can cool me down anytime you like, Christopher.
Oh, well, God love you. That's very, very sweet.
If you weren't involved with Sophie, I'd be showing up at your front door.
Well, what a lucky man I am. Mm. You're making me blush, Geraldine.
You're making me blush, too.
Christ. So the 19th of December, we get to watch your winner story, and then Friday night, we get to see the video, and now we're going to play the song.
Once Upon a Christmas Song, everybody sang along.
Oh,
and it's getting in your head. Okay. It'll be getting in your head.
Right. Out on the 15th, out next Monday for the NSPCC.
For the NSPCC. Don't forget that's the most important bit.
That is the most. I did say that.
Making children and people happy, right. Bringing the Xmas factor back to Britain. God bless them.
Oh, what a lovely.
Simon Cowell is the Grinch that stole Christmas. Right. Geraldine's stealing it back.
Well, that's nice. I know. It's like happy theft. Geraldine, have a lovely Christmas.
Thanks very much. Take care.
I hope you get all your dreams come true on Christmas Eve.
God bless everybody. Happy Christmas. Oh. God bless us, everyone.
Geraldine McQueen, everybody, and here is the song.